I don't know if somebody wants to ask a question or... Yes, but what's the question? How I felt about this? Well, in the beginning, I hated the cables. I mean, it was like fighting with the material I was using. Many people told me, why don't you project from the back using a screen and you would get a better effect? But I didn't want to do that. I mean, I didn't want to hide anything. When I started to project the lights and I started to work with these clumsy fixtures, theatrical, big and black, it was like being in a hardware store. People were asking me why I'm not more proper and more clean with all this equipment that I was not installing very well. But I let the work develop. I mean, I had to develop also these ideas in my installations. Then I started to accept that I was working with cables. And I started to use it more. From this big theater lights, I moved to small lights that were better for the piece because they were like looking at the piece. They look like people looking at their own light projected. No, it's a light projection. So the light it's a shadow projection. There is a cutout paper, a circle, that is hung in the space and projects the shadow. But then I also use filters in other lights to paint the shadows. Yeah, it's this second light that is giving volume. So the light and shadow projection is as physical as the material. I mean, maybe the painting on the wall can be seen less material than the projection. No. I thought about it because it is about reflections and the light. When I'm in the space and I project the light there, the light is projecting light there. So the reflection is very important. I have to think a lot about it. Can you ask me the last part of the question again? Just the question. The situation, you mean? No, I think it was a part, I mean, it was so, being there and doing my work, it was so much the same thing. Like the personal things were the work was, I mean, it was a very special time. It was difficult to be separated from the life because the events were so powerful that you were totally taken over emotionally. I remember in the ISCP once somebody came, like the second week after the September 11, and asked all the artists if we were going to change our work after the event. I said no, because this event is not out of the history. I mean, it's part of the history, and I'm supposed to be working in real time. I'm supposed to be present in the moment.
You talked about your identity as a painter.
Yeah. What can I say? I don't know. I mean, being a painter is a... Painting is very classical. I think my work is very classical. The act of painting is classical. I mean, you can paint in different ways, but when you paint with oil or with acrylic, the real paint, pigment, it's an atmosphere that you create. When I moved from the canvas to the space, I lost the habit and the routine and maybe the ritual of painting, but I didn't lose my way of thinking. I mean, bi-dimensional way. I don't know, it's like you're never dealing with real things in painting. It's always imagination. Whatever you paint, even if you paint naturaleza muerta, still life, it's an imagination of the thing. You are inventing the colors. You are not putting the object. I think all my work is crossed by these thoughts and this attitude. You mean the images? Well, in my paintings I was using geometry that came from the turtle, from the pattern of the turtle. I think when I started to work with light, I wanted to get rid of the subject of my paintings, of myself, my self-portraits, the self-reference. Although I refer to my paintings as if I were performing, that they didn't have references to myself, but it wasn't true. It was really self-portraits. The lights, I think, allowed me to erase, like, no shapes, no nothing. No, nothing. And then when I started to use shadows, it was because I needed to shape. I needed again to have shapes. It was too ethereal or like celestial, and the shadows were a way to have shapes again, to shape light, to think that light has a shape. It's not an amorphous thing.